Hi, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we hear from Carol Emra Farkas, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Some years ago, my dad called me and asked me to pray. My father was not a Christian Scientist, but he had been healed of numerous things through Christian Science. He was having the symptoms of a heart attack. And I was in the middle of reading that week's Bible lesson sermon, which Christian Scientists get to read the sermon that they'll hear on Sunday ahead of time. And I was studying that week's lesson, which was on the topic of love. And when the phone rang, I already had a strong sense of the realness of love, that it is a synonym for God, that God's love is the final word. It's our true default. It's reality. So my dad asked me to pray, and he asked me to give him something to do, something to help him feel God's presence. And I suggested maybe he could make a list of the things that he was grateful for in his life and where they came from. I assumed this list would be the things that meant the most to him, and he'd see they all came from God and the goodness of God. And so he'd be able to see the abundance of love must be right there with him. And I very eagerly went back to the Bible lesson to take an even deeper dive into what love is and what love was doing right where we both were. And before I'd finished, he called back to say all the symptoms had disappeared. Years later, after he had passed on, we were cleaning out my parents' house, I found the list. And there were all the wonderful things in his life, his marriage, the birth of a daughter, his granddaughter, the joyful things he'd seen and done. And next to every one, he'd written Christian Science. He recognized that this scientific understanding of the timeless Christ, the ability of God's love to reach us, always there, to reveal God's goodness, that was what had made it possible for him to experience all those good things. Mary Baker Eddy talks about, this is from Miscellaneous Writings, she says, in different ages, the divine idea assumes different forms according to humanity's needs. In this age, it assumes more intelligently than ever before the form of Christian healing. And that's certainly what I experienced that day with my dad, doing that deep dive into the nature of God as love and then seeing it manifest right there in our experience. We're never in matter and material conditions. We're never in anything less than our identity is completely spiritual.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join Emra and me for this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right there on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.